At 6:30, we have sunny skies and 75 degrees in Tulsa on our way to a high of 92. Good morning. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News. The clock is ticking toward implementation of medical marijuana in Oklahoma. The State Board of Health will consider proposed rules this week. Health Department Director Tom Bates says the department wants to publish the rules later this month.
Application information and requirements will be available by July 26th for all of the defined categories of license, and the agency will begin accepting those applications no later than August 25th.
Oklahoma is the 30th state to pass medical marijuana. The health board meets tomorrow in Oklahoma City. Activists in Oklahoma want the right to use marijuana added to the state constitution. They filed two ballot measures in April. One would classify marijuana as an herbal drug and amend the Oklahoma Constitution. The other says those 21 or older can possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana for personal use. The head of the state election board believes the interest in this year's elections will continue right through November. Election Board Secretary Paul Ziriax says last month's primary may have been a trendsetter.
We really haven't seen this level of a turnout in a primary, if ever, in a long, long time. This beat the turnout in the 2016 presidential primary, which was a lot then, and it's even more voters than turned out in the general election in 2014.
Ziriax expects heavy turnout in next month's runoff election. All but one of the Republican candidates for statewide office face runoffs for the party's nomination. Oklahoma is seeing more big earthquakes, but fewer overall. There have been 6 4.0 or bigger earthquakes so far this year, which is more than all of 2017. There have been 96 3.0 or stronger earthquakes so far this year, down from 144 at the same point last year. It's an example of supply and demand. A year ago, gas prices in Tulsa were around $1.85 per gallon, about 70 cents cheaper than they are now. GasBuddy.com analyst Patrick DeHaan says refineries are trying to keep up with demand. However, he says oil supplies have dwindled.
There's really not enough even to meet rising demand, much less put more oil in inventories, which have plummeted across the globe.
When oil supplies are down, pumpers can charge more for their oil. That in turn pushes the price of refined products like gasoline and diesel up. Our weather forecast, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. We'll have a high of 92 degrees. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.